Kwazwai, Muriye Zimbabwe, ndino mgamchirai mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, Muriye Zimbabwe, to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We are coming to you live from Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2020. Muriye Zimbabwe, mthakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, dino mgamchirai mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Mthakazo muhle Muriye Zimbabwe, I'm your host Mike Hove. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday the 28th of January 2020. Nasi mchirongwa tonight on The Connection Muriye Zimbabwe. We chose Sekuyisikhathi. This time last year, ilizwe lonke was joining hands. The whole country was united as we were all mourning. Kodwa namhla kuhlelo sithe hayi kuqhakathekile ngempela ukuthi we look back to what happened in January 2019 lapho ilizwe lalahlekelwa ngempela ngeqhawe nyika yese yeZimbabwe yakarasikirwa negamba guru. Today on The Connection we decided it's important ukuthi sithakazelele impilo kamuyi Tirangare Upenyu Wamshakavu Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi, the man who a lot of experts argue ukuthi nguye ngempela, the man who is the arguably the most decorated Zimbabwean musician of all time. Now, Ubaba Mtukudzi was a lot of things ngempela. He was a philanthropist, he was also a human rights activist, he was also the Goodwill Ambassador, UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador to Southern Africa. What a man. So sithe namhla kuhlelo silingenise nonke mpinde mese muri eZimbabwe sixoxe ngobunengi bethu ukuthi ubaba Mthukudzi, what exactly did he do for abantu abasakhulayo njalo ukuthi what kind of legacy did he leave behind for the youth of Zimbabwe. Saka muri eZimbabwe, in the spirit of looking back at impilo kababa Mthukudzi, Baba Mthukudzi has had the opportunity of being interviewed on VOA by a lot of different reporters from Studio 7, from Voice of America. Now, let's go back to 2018. Lapo, host of Music Time in Africa, Heather Maxwell, got a chance to catch up with Baba Mthukudzi in the spirit of looking back. Let's take a look.
Norton, Zimbabwe is the home of Pakare Paye Arts Center. The founder of the center is Oliver Mthukudzi, the legendary Tuku. We're about to meet him, the perfect time to catch up with him, find out what he's up to, and see how he's giving back to the community through music. Tuku, it is such an honor and a privilege to be here at your gorgeous arts center up here in Norton, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, sir. It's good to see you once again after how many years? I think that was 2012.
It was, and you were in the VOA studio in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Hey, thank Oliver. You. How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm fine, thanks.
And I said then, I really would like to visit your school. Can I do that if I come to Zimbabwe? And you said...
Oh, yes, you can. You're welcome.
So tell me, what has been happening and what are you doing now with your music?
Well, I'm here to release my 67th album, so I'm very excited.
What is going to be different or special about this album? I mean, that might be hard to say since you've done so many, but is there one thing?
Oh, yes. Every album has got its own topic. It's got its own agenda. And this one is about the whole world, why the world is having disputes. I guess it's we are all in the wrong positions that God created us for. That's why. We are following our passion instead of being who we are.
How do you know who you are?
Parents are supposed to help you identify yourself. And I believe children talk to their parents that, hey, this is who I am. And parents feel otherwise. No, I want my baby to be a doctor, a medical doctor. and they push their child to be a medical doctor, and yet he was created to play a drum.
Right now, we're in front of the Sam Mutukudzi Conference Center, dedication to your lost son. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, he is the one who started the conference center.
Oh,
so,
yeah, it's his.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're just too tired now to keep touring?
Well, edge is catching up, but I can't run away from myself. I have to do it.
Tuku Oliver Mutukudzi, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. And it's good to see you again.
All right. Well, you saw it there. Tadzora Ndagaro Tataiwa. Let's go back to 2018. Lapo, the host of Music Time in Africa, Heather Maxwell, VOA lady, caught up with Ubabu Oliver Mutukudzi. And he was talking about how, he's getting old. He's released over 60 albums. Mtsakazo Muhle, 60 albums. Kodwa uthi, hi, music is all he is. He can't stop being himself. So that was Ubabu Oliver Mutukudzi. What kind of legacy did Ubabu Oliver Mutukudzi leave for you, umuntu ongisakhulayo, young musicians? What kind of legacy did Ubabu Oliver Mutukudzi leave for you? Sakalamchira upinda mchirongwa pinda mchirongwa muriye Zimbabwe mutudzoka kuti, what songs did you love from Ubabu Oliver Mutukudzi? Njalo kuti, what did those songs mean to you? Njalo kuti, yena Ubabu Mutukudzi, what did he resemble? What kind of legacy did he leave behind? We're broadcasting live on our radio on a 909 medium wave frequency, sikhona njalo ku 4930 15460, njalo ku 13860 kilohertz ku short wave. On the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages as we speak, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa phela zuluka ndaba ukuthi sikhona ku Facebook, saka Musa Kangano Jekare, that we're broadcasting live on Facebook on our three web pages. So can I help you? I'm Chirongwa. You can write your name and number in the comment section, and we'll be calling you live on air. Magatira Chirongwa chelo chelo chidiki muri Zimbabwe. Uchelo the connection. Lilami umai kowe.
Hey ta hey ta hey ta hola ndeipiko hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into the connection. I'm your host Mike Owe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE 3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter and Jalogo Instagram, so you can chat it up with me after the program. Worked off for the next hour, sikhona lapha emakhasini amathathu ku VOA Ndebele, ku VOA Shona, Jalogo VOA Studio 7. So before I head over to the first young gentleman, hi, who's going to be joining me live, ecingweni, let us check what people are saying about Ubabu Tuku. Hanzi, ipapeji lelu re VOA Shona, marozanyo rao, hanzi, tetema vi, chimbo, fona ikani, vaisa number, aiwa, tita kufondra inasa, ripachurongo, ndini Mike Owe, kwete tetema vi. Egas Bati, yes, Mkoma, say, how far today, watching you from Kapa, you put his number, aiwa, Mkoma, egi, tita kufondra, Donald Mamboma, live and clear, vaisa number, aiwa, tinotena Mkoma, doni, tita kufonerai. Teli wengkwena uti tuku, ngempela tuku. Anzina boas chaya kuru Bopoto. That's his favorite song, Bopoto. Eges banyura anzi chikon zero chaita msoro uteme. Aiwa, ngempela yibo abantu abakhona kukhasi letu ele VOA Shona. Na upa VOA Studio 7, tuono kutu anwaru kuti chiku gulo boas upinde wapa la ngempela ukuti kanya nganu boas is following on both pages. Anzi Bopoto ya Oliver Mutukudzi ndiyo ya anufarira. Anzina nomen ndafunga dande Anesu upalile ngempela uthi anzithili kubathika tripa Zimba uJomo ukuthi uthi good evening watching you all from DRC Kolokwezi district my song Vuma wa Sakara Vuma wa unyana. So abantu bakhona ngempela asibonene ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu LVOA Ndebele Guviyo entebele gukona unesatube uti unjani msagazi ngeapila nesisa wenu unjani umariyo tliwayo la ukona kuhlelo saya kwamukela kuhlelo u mabalega uti watching you from DRC unjani mabalega u danisa uti how's it bafana's mic anzi ngigwela lele ngise Josie who's it bafo who's it now let's head over to my first guest who's joining me live when he's a young gentleman he's a hit recording artist he's worked like ubaba umthukudzi asizwe nukuti yena uthini bekezela nkomo ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bafo
ubonga mina kakhulu bakithi selibonana nabalaleli bethu VOA Studio 7 sabonga kakhulu khona ngapho all the way from South Africa namhlanje kutholile nje kunandi amafu nje awekho sky clear so siyabonga kakhulu basehlelweni
no we're excited to have you bafo let's get straight into it ubaba Oliver Mthukudzi a lot of young people have spoken loud, have spoken clear about Ubaba Mthukudzi besithi hayi bona ngempela they feel like he left not just a big dent in the Zimbabwean music industry, but in the world's music industry in general. They feel ukuthi bona njengesizwe, hayi sekamthokazi, not just Zimbabweans kuphela, kodwa they feel as though they've lost iqhawela ngempela. Wena uthini ngalokho bekezela?
Well, the United legends don't die. They just multiply. They reincarnate. Mm. And if you look closely, you will realize that exactly what he did. There's a lot of us out here who took on the pattern. When he did his last show in Bulawayo in September, before he passed on, we spent the whole day together because we were booked together in that show. So it was the first time we were in close contact now. It felt like I'd known him for years. From the breakfast show at around 6 a.m., we breakfast sonke, sathona sonke sadla lunch, up until ntambama, singena senza i-show together. And I felt that energy being passed on, you know, between the two generations. Mina, leso sikhathi bengingakuboni, I thought that I was going to get a chance to do a song with him. Mm-hmm. But he passed on before we could do the song together. I sent him the song. He liked it, but we couldn't do it together because he was already self-sick, not December, not January, up until the 23rd when he passed on. Mm-hmm. But later on, I noticed he wasn't excited about doing a song with me. He was excited about passing the baton to me, hence the way he was speaking. With me. He was not a big talker. He was a smooth talker, but he was gently, and I think he saw that space. And as a spiritual person, we are very spiritual singers. So after we had the news of his passing, I was called by a private television station network, now in South Africa called EMCA. They wanted me to do a tribute of Ubaba Oliver Mthukudzi in studio live. On TV, and I tell you the pressure that I was in to try and play Mary. I couldn't play it. I didn't know how to play it. Mm-hmm. When I was still practicing in Mini, I fell asleep when I'm like, I just dozed off. I don't know how. So he came to me through a dream. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up, he didn't do anything. He just appeared. I saw him clearly. We were sitting around. He came in into the room. And when I woke up, I forgot what I was trying to play Mary. I played it as it is. If you want proof of that, everyone can go to my Instagram page at Belevola Music. Scroll through my timeline, you'll see a performance of Mary that I did at Botswana sometime last year. I posted it there in a Khoisan. You will see it was just me and my guitar. That performance made UDJ Sibu by South Africa to go to my Instagram page and say, Begezela, I would like to do a collaboration with you in honor of Ubabuntu could be to in area. Mm-hmm. So I believe that is testament of how Ubabu Oliver passed on the baton to me. And I believe there is a lot of other artists out there who are young, Abangachana, who impacted me, Male Injela. For instance, Ubu Perita, Ubam Jelly, during his last tour, he taught the Ubabuntu Oliver to go around the country. Mm-hmm. Abu Brian Kelly, Arare, he was one of the lucky dudes to actually go and play for Ubabuntu when he was at his deathbed. And he couldn't get up, but when Brian K played one of Oliver Mtukudzi's song, Oliver Mtukudzi stood up and got strength and he danced to his song. So there's a lot of stories of Andabanga's Kulima on how Oliver Mtukudzi reincarnated or multiplied with that Kulima. He's still alive through us.
Now, Ubege, as we continue to talk about the legacy of Ubabuntu Mtukudzi, you know, a lot of young people, we saw him build the Phakare Phaya Center, you know, which targeted towards inspiring young people and just not just inspiring them, but also teaching them hands-on what it means to make music, how you're supposed to make it and so forth. Besides his legacy from an international standpoint, because we heard you talk about DJ Smoo, Usis Perita and so forth, from a local standpoint, is there something that he left for Nina Njengenja? I know Utwena, you're beyond just Zimbabwe, you're also in South Africa and so forth. But for local young people, is there anything that Ubabuntu Mtukudzi left for them?
Yeah, he did. I'm glad that you mentioned Phakare Phaya in Norton. It was a center for the young to come, and it was a space that he created for the youngsters to come and learn music and you know, the ethics of the performing arts. But within that, he went a step further to create an annual festival that was called the Solo Festival. Mm-hmm. Now, the Solo Festival, what he did is that he encouraged artists to learn how to play an instrument and perform alone on stage without breaking. You can realize that he had an album where he did that was called Ndeka Zwango, just him alone and the guitar. He wanted to teach us how the economic in this industry to say, if the promoter calls Ndeka Zwango and says, look, I know you're charged 65,000 for a full band, but I've got 25,000. He would encourage us to take the 25,000 and go alone and play alone. You know, because we tell you that yesterday you have the 25,000. So I think the last solo festival, Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi had was the festival about the solo festival. He had to Bahara, he had to Perita, and he had other solo artists as well. Mm-hmm. Just a second, hold on a second.
Okay. So,
what Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi did is that he would encourage artists to actually come and perform as solo artists, which is one thing that I learned as well from that sort of festival. I can also come and perform just me and my guitar alone and just do that. I mean, just yesterday I was performing for the ANC 108th birthday, and it was just the last day of the moment. This is Ken said, we've got a song to do that come through. I was able to get on that stage, just me. And just performed my song just alone. So he would encourage people to learn. So locally, that's what he left us with a fishing line instead of fish.
All right, Ebege, I say Aguzo Bafo. Now, I have another guest that's lined up, so let me give you your last opportunity to usinikeze amazwi akho okugcina, and then we'll move over to the next guest. What would be your closing remarks to this conversation as we talk about Ubabu Oliver Mtukudzi?
I'd like to say his legacy lives on with Mike. His legacy lives on, and through us, incidentally, it's up to us. Yes, pretty quite big shoes to fill. But spiritually, so he will give us the strength to go on and on. Nina, at Begezela Music, check me out on Twitter, at Begezela Music on Instagram, at Begezela Music, one word, and on Facebook, at Begezela. You'll see a pretty big project that I've lined up. But I'm working in studio, not DJ Smoo, doing a remake of Inaria in a more upbeat tempo. That is another way of which we honor him. Nami, I'll be releasing my next album in September. I will also do a tribute song that I wrote to Ubabu Mtukudzi. So his legacy will never die. It will continue to live on. Never.
All right, Siyabonga Bege, thank you so much and good luck. We'll make sure we want to follow your journey as we await this album. Thank you so much.
Thank you. so much, sir.
Well, you heard it there, folks, from Ubekezela Uthi. Legends never die. They reincarnate themselves. You heard him talk about his experiences and others around him that talk about Ubaba Mthukudzi. Another thing he seemed to highlight was Ubaba Mthukudzi was international. Earlier, Aaron, I spoke about how Ubaba Mthukudzi is someone who is seen as a global icon. Now, before we head over to some cool jams of Ubaba Mthukudzi, and then we'll chat it up with the music. Kola kola mtereri, ndi nom kam chile mchirongwa, ngbano konekti ngweni, arparu narendia.
Hello, magadi mkoma ik.
Hey, zuru kufamba ere mkoma?
Ah, zuru kufamba, gurize kwa muru.
Ah, ndi zo indi, arparu narendia.
Ndi gift makuyana, ndri kwa mtere.
Aywa mkoma gift, tinotenda zukuru sana kupinda mchirongwa, wona imanje, gorera pura, tukaenda, munoti inazo ezo.
Ah, takara skir was a ganyanya, mkoma maiki kunyanya, vezira redu, tisasa kuti, wana doktori vwa mtukudzi, wanu wa imba music ya itere, wane mazera ese, wanu wa imba music ya ngayene message. Saka sunu sunu tongo tiri waza kuti takara skir wa hindi, ameno tisasa wana mwa muna nongo na kufara buri rora wakati sire.
Hmm, nde, pane nziyo ya tuku ya mnofarira ere mkoma?
Ya ndinonya nyofarira ndi pangu ndasakura ndapedza nziyoi inziyoi ndinonditsira zvakanaka nekuti kuti muupenyu hwedu kazhinji vabereki tivatarisa vanhu vakatikoshera kazhinji mukurarama vakatiendesa kuzvikoro nei kutosa kuti iwo pachavo vanhu vakatotaurita vakatopedza saka dasinoi kuzvasarira kwatiri saka nziyoi ndikaenzwa nguva vaiki inondibata zvakanyanya kuti ndinoipa mwedza zvakafanana neiwoyo kuti vabereki vaneko vakati hai ndipamu sakura dazinja dapedza zvasara kwauri mwana tikatasa upenyu wati kurarama wakaoma mukoma maiki hei haa tinobatikana
hanzi chimuti chasiyirwa imi vapano vechidiki
haa tachisiyirwa zvedu mukoma maiki but patakachisiyirwa pacho maiki ndepaya pekuti unenge uri wakuda kunofinisha wopuwa uri panumber 5 wozvinoveta number 1 vanenge pakaoma mukoma maiki
hawani mukoma tuku akazviita isi tozotadza nei kuzviita izvozvo.
Chaedza nepeso patinogona nekuti regati avakatisira hatidi kuti ingopere yakadaro saka tichaedza nepatinogona kuti tinge tichienderera mberi tisvikewo pavakasvika ipapo.
Haiwa takunzwai tichipeta ndichipeta nemi mukoma ibvai makandauka mazwi maviri matatu kune mhuri yeZimbabwe iri kuchemawo nekuti vakarasikwa negamba uyezve kune mhuri yatuku.
Manzana kakoda kutaura ndekuti kune mhuri yekwatuku tongoti aiwa tine urombo nekuti takarasikirwa negamba uye kumhuri yeZimbabwe tine urombo zvakare takarasikirwawo negamba vamutukudzi munhu ataida vaive baba vaive sekuru vaive mukoma kuburidza kwemusiyo dzavo dzavaiimba vaipinda mudzimba dzedu muupenyu hwedu zvese vaitibatanidza kuti nemazimbabweni akabatana.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru samukoma nekupinda muchirongwa tinotenda. All right, Zimbabwe Omuhle, you heard there from our first caller, uGift, uyakhuluma ngempela Hanza Aiwa Thuku. He made it very clear, even through his music, ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo Hanzi Chimuti ndirikusirai. Now let's head over to some music of Ubaba Mthukudzi. The first song I'm going to introduce to you is a song. Earlier on I mentioned ukuthi Ubaba Mthukudzi was international. So let's check out a reincarnation that he made of ingoma yakhe, Neria, where he featured a lady, Smith, a blacksmith, Mambazo. Azisha wana producer, let's check it out. Mbona ngani ingoma yahlupha ukuthola. Whilst we look for
Saore mo yo kaneria, Maria newe.
Neria, usaure moyo kaneria, kwai mwarianewe. Leamuzwa ubabu Oliver Mthukudzi with Lady Smith Black Mamba. So, let's check out ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook. Abantu ngempela khona khanya abantu bakhona. Tendai ari kutanza aiwa phone aya papa Cape Town ndirukukona it notela zvikuru mukoma Tendai tichakufonerai. Jairos naye obvaisa number hanzi watching you Thuku music ndizo hanzi nyanga yenzou. Obey uti VOA Studio 7 munondipisa manyemwe. I say bonga kakhulu. Now let's head over to my second guest before si qaluthatha abanye abalaleli. Let's hear what he has to say. Umnumzana uFarai Mufuti, he's a musician ungale kwelengilandi. Farai, welcome to the program, buddy. Skipan.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining, brother. Namhla we're speaking about Ubaba Mthukudzi. Oliver Mthukudzi, earlier on we had another guest, Ubekezela, who was speaking about the legacy, and he said, in his firm opinion, the one thing about Oliver Mthukudzi that he can say is, legends never die, they reincarnate themselves. What do you have to say about the legacy of Ubaba Mthukudzi?
I definitely concur with that sentiment. I think, just even speaking in greater depth to that legacy, I think what he was able to do was not only represent the art of Zimbabwe and who he was as a father and as a performer in our country, but he was able to also equally export our cultural artistic value by virtue of how he worked in Southern Africa and in particular in Africa at large by looking at it collectively as looking at music as an opportunity to demonstrate our cultural diversity and equally the uniqueness of the Zimbabweanness, as it were, but also essentially create an identity with the international market by creating value for us. You know, he toured extensively festivals in Canada, America, as you know. And so he not only was he a legend in that sense, in the purest sense of the term, but he equally was someone who became a national ambassador to the cultural value system that defines us as Zimbabwean. So he was beyond just a musician. He was an icon, and his stature in African music and progressing the African agenda is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Now, Farai, as we speak about Ubaba Mthukudzi, you spoke about, you know, how he was international, and a lot of people have acknowledged Ubaba Mthukudzi wasn't just known as a musician, he was also a philanthropist, he was a goodwill ambassador, he was a family man. What do you have to say about the legacy, what he left for Abantu Basakhulayo?
Well, you know, it's just beyond having a sense of self-identity as Zimbabweans, as Africans, as a musician. I think one thing he always pushed was the agenda of us having a sense of originality, to be able to articulate your music and to not leave your identity behind your music. And he was able to, especially in a world where culture is at war, you know, in terms of dominant cultures, he wanted us to be able to have to be able to sing any genre would like, but to equally identify our sense of self within that music. So I think that's one of the most profound lessons of not distorting your intellectual capabilities by equally respecting local information as well, local cultures, local histories, and the things that form us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the most powerful things that he gave us as a young generation. But not only, notwithstanding that, he equally allowed us to respect the arts, culturally, our culture has always shone. The arts are something that is not seen as intelligent. But he was able to demonstrate, not just financially,
but equally through the message within his music, the sense of depth and cultural value that it gave. So he left us a long lasting lesson that art can be a way to convey, unite, and equally teach an entire society. And he didn't only just teach one society, but it was a world message. And till today, I think you'd find that I'm currently in Germany, and you'd find that he has a name here. He has footprints in America, he has footprints in England, and he did exceedingly well in exporting the intelligence that comes within our culture and our social value system.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a caller, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay, no problem.
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Umnumzana Ufarai Mufuti and Lai Ugumsebenzo Uhlabela, just like Ubegezela and Ufarai Lai Uya Shopelumbo Nake for about Imbali, Egababu Oliver Mthukudzi. When Utinning Otabulu Konekutwini, what do you have to say about Ilegacy Egababu Mthukudzi Ba La Pela, Umbonwaku Castle to a VOA Ndebele, Nyora Maundren, Papej Redu, VOA Shona, Abafisungena Uhlelo, you can text your name and number to Facebook. Ukasiletu LFBOA Ndebele. Asitathe nomlaleli ngatitore mthereri arikupinda mchirongwa tinze kuti iwo vanoti yenutini ngembale kaBaba Mthukudzi. Kola kola mthereri ndinomukamuchira mchirongwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlero ndiana ripo pano narapo.
Mkoma Mike Masera sei ndimukoma Donald Mamboma.
Ah mkoma Doni ndeipi.
Yidi sei mkoma Mike.
Ah bobo.
Ndine chirongwa chakanaka chandofarira ku zita rokuti Oliver Mthukudzi zita guru pasirose. It's unfortunate that this is not our Ringo. I know you see Savaka Savati, Tadigas, Yavu Charam, Muskan, Kungaku
Zino,
Savaka Bata,
and Rambet.
You got Basaravaka Bata, not Ukimba come to the Kokuimba Kumba Kumba Shaura Kanaku. Never need some cat. You double the same Kadera, Kambone Kambum album, Isavanga now. Mukatira kambo imhida song by song pane message iripo zvokutorobata series tatu zvangati depa saka vamutukudzi ndiza ndonya kwati kuti ndedzi dzavo vanga vane message ende vaiyambira mara vanira tinoita kete kuti vanga vachimba zvimwe zvinoitika society medu manitinenge tiri zvizvavanya kutasana izvozvo saka ende kubatsira kwavakazoita mukatasa kuti vamutukudzi bva vachitanga vaibana na James Chimombe vachingobatsira kuti vachitanga asi mukatasa collaboration vakaita nevanhu vakaita nevanhu vakawanda wanda vamwe vaimbi vachitumidzira vamwe vaimbi vana Sulu vana Ja Praise vana vanhu vakawanda vamwe vasingagoni kutoreva vana Toki vana Matthias Mhere vakasumidzira vaimbi vakawanda vaimbi vazhinji vakabura nomaoko avasamanyanga kana vanhu vakada kutenda kana vanoda kutenda vane chipo chekutenda vanogona kutenda tamanyanga pane roya vakaplaya vaindi vatinavo nhasi
ndekapi kanziyo katiku kamunofarira mukoma Doni
ndinofarira nziyo dzavo dzakawanda asi mukandiridzirawo chokuti ngwarai vanangu then kuita yekuti kumunga hakunapwa izvozvo dzakanyanya izvozvo then kuita anonzirwa ngoma Mutavara
Why makasaru zanzio izozo dzinorevei kwamuri?
Kamboke kuti ngwarai ndinonasa kuti kakanyanya kunangana neupenyu hwenherera kana mwana akakura nherera nokuti vanhu mukatira pamessage yavo vanoimba vachiti mupaindikazoti nemuyandi patinenge tadinya kuti vari vanenge vafa ini vana vangu musara muvhure maiso mungwari hama dzinogononurai dzakapinga Pai usazongoti awesharehwa kana kuti chavadhisaidha ivo vamwe veukama ungoti yesi yesi saka iyi meseji yakasimba yekuti kana uri nherera unofanirwa kutozvimiririrawo ndo chinhu chandakanyanya kunzidza pasongo iyoyo chandakafarira kuti zinovhura meso kuti vamwe vanenge vachida kuita sevanokubatsira but vanenge vakakupinga ndare saka ukateerera songo iyoyo ine meseji imwe iri dhipi yekuti ukangoiteerera zvako usanyatsodzamisa fungwa unogona ngona kuti inongwa songo but ukazodzamisa fungwa unozva zvinoti aho
Right, mukoma Doni tichipeta hurukuro nemi mune mazwi here ekukandira kune mhuri yava Mthukudzi
manzi ndinawo mukoma Mike manzi andingangosiyira mhuri yava Mthukudzi it's unfortunate kuti mwana wavo semukomana vakava nechirongwa chachavaitinzwawo nemhuri mudanga vachidzidzisa vachidzidzisa nenda mwana wavo asi kuti zvakangofambawo nepamwe mari akaita matongero avo ivo vakatozoimba vakati ndakaronga dondo zvavaifunga kuti ivo ndivachatanga semu osarawo asi Savagaronga, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I see first kind of what you got to know now. You got to I'm too good. Legacy, I will pass. And I now was kind of an assail, my very poor. I was kind of what they were good. I'm a good dog. I'm not a star above over the car over. Like I have been no farmer. This is a no father, no good father. Yes. I don't know what to do. Kana kuchasoyawo muzukuru kana kuti samanyanga tiri kuti ndiri yawo ingonzi yango saka tikano kupera kwawo munhu wanga ari munhu mukuru
aiwa atakunzwa zvakanaka mukoma
Joni ndiri kutovawo tinoona sekuti varipo ndiyango basa ravakasiya vaita maalbum isa vakasiya kana mukazongowanawo kanguva kupera kumhongozwa vovawo ngwarai kana muna kukoko
don't worry tichakutsvagirai mukoma Joni tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. Right, Muri Zimbabwe, you just heard there from umlaleli wethu uDonald Mamboma. Ngezwe ukuthi ngilo munye umlaleli ndirikunzwa ukuthi ndine umwe umthereri asizweni ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngodabule khona egodwini. Khola khola mthereri ndinomgamchira imtronga ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo aripo parinari ndiyani.
Maradiko.
Ai wathi nani ndiyani aripo parinari apo?
Nditarisai madhosi pakofa kunya.
Ngoma tarisai zviri kufamba here?
Aiwa bo zvekuti dhumu.
Honai manje mukoma tari taane gore mushakabvutuku aenda munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Ya, zvinotibaya mutuku yange iri ndohuri chaiyo yaikuma samanyanga chaiyo asikungoti pakaita zvako kuparadzaniswa.
Mm.
Kunyama asi tinotifamba murugare ava samanyanga vaindinakidza kana ndikaririko kasiku todiniaofaraka
aiwa takudza zvakanaka mukoma
zvanga nditaura namukomao abvao rit ichokwadi zodzo murume uyo akabata basa guru refu kwete rekutamba naro zvokuti hakuna umwe angazvigona izvozvoizvo akatigonera akatisiyira nhaka hombe cha
hakuna kana vechidiki vanogona kuzviitawo here mukoma
kusina hakuna cherese hatisi takazvigona zvazvo
saka murita hapana
anga asina kuti asina rusarura kuti ii gospel isungura ichi aibatsira pese anga asingasaruri
zvino mukoma tarisai tichitarisa nyaya yekuti ivo vamutukudzi and vakabuda pachena vachinyatsotaura vachiti vechidiki hanzi remangwana nderenyu takaona vakavhura pakare paye studios vachida kubatsirawo vechidiki nemaonderenyu pane zvavakaitira vechidiki munyika ya
ipapo vakatigonera because pakare paapa tinoita zvatinoda napo saka kutaisasei zvedu vakatigonera pakatosiyana nedzimwe nzvimbo isusu vechidiki vakatigonera zvisingaiti zvokuti hatina kutenda zvikuru.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma tarisai petai muchikanda mazwi maviri matatu kune mhuri yava mutukudzi.
Ndinoko mhuri yava mutukudzi ndongoti ngatichenei tine tariro inzira yedu tose hapana chatakatira mwari tiepo panyika hapana chatakatira mwari tisabve panyika saka zviriko kwatiri tese nesu tichateera zveduva saka ngavazore murugare ngatichemei netariro.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa mukoma tari.
Aiwa parubvumo maita basa.
Right, mutsvakazo muhle, you just heard there from umnumzana utarisai uyakhuluma phela ukuthi hayi ubaba mutukudzi he left shoes so big ukuthi kube khona umuntu ozagcwalisa his shoes hayi ukuthi it's scary. So ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomunye umlaleli, I'm not sure if I have another caller. Ngilomunye umlaleli na, do I have another caller? Okay, akula mlaleli, let's go back to uFarai and then we'll go back to some music of uyena ubaba mutukudzi. Farai, are you still on the line? Farai?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you heard the callers, they echoed their sentiments, and they all are heartbroken because of that. And some of them feel as though the legacy that Mchukudzi left was so big, so big. What do you have to say as a young musician too about the legacy that Mchukudzi left, especially for the youth of Zimbabwe?
Well, you know, to put it this way, we my band and I, when we played, we played primarily to the European markets. And, of course, you know, you'll have the African diaspora market that we are equally played for. And what we found to be a great contribution, at least as for me, which I led in the writing of the songs and co-productions and so forth, is that sound matters. But more so, to a greater depth, messaging matters. What we are talking about in our songs, and equally the style. How separate are we in terms of how are we able to place the national identity of who we are and where we're coming from? All these senses, these sentiments of identity, he really taught us to not separate them. He would take his whole self, his upbringing, his background, everything about himself was fully put and instilled in the music. And that's why it meant so much to people. That's why it's a national treasure, because he was able to instill a sense of his own individuality into the music and not separate his critical identity, what he was himself. I actually noticed something today when I was preparing for this, in an interview that he had in Canada, how stubborn he was when it came to preserving the African image. So he was having an interview in Canada, and the interviewee made a joke that you know, we hope that when the people come to your show, they don't actually use Zimbabwean time. And he became a very stern face and said, "It's not Zimbabwean time; it's time." Mm-hmm. As to demonstrate how he valued how Africa was perceived, how Zimbabwe was perceived, and how equally specifically how he was perceived. So he was a man of high stature. So I think the legacy that we take away as the youth is to carry on with that sense of national pride and that sense of continental pride and who we are as a people. But as we carry on with it, let us equally instill it in our production, in our music. Let us equally, we are the ambassadors of art and culture from our country. So you speak to a German band, they're going to talk about, they're going to identify themselves with who they are. As is the case with Jamaica, as would be the case in the United States. I think one of the critical things that I think he contributed amongst many others is his sense of pride in who he was and how he never left that behind in his music.
Mm-hmm. All right, Farai, what's your bum? Mumlomo, Tatumum Lalin, Lizotum Terer, Arbuti, Yazoxilum Lalilung, and I would say, Colum Terer, Yagam Gelok Shalom, but no connect to me.
Hello?
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Ngiyaphila, Mike.
Eh, ngibani okhonekwe ngwena? Baba Mhlanga, ukayintate ko.
NgiseBotswana lapha.
Kunjani eBotswana baba?
Hayi, siyaphila baba.
Nanti udaba olukhona egudwini baba. 1 year late ubaba uMthukudzi usehambile. Abantu abasakhulayo bayakhala. Uthini ngodaba olukhona baba?
Ah, silahlekile baba, uOliver Mthukudzi silahlekile, ngisimthanda kakhulu.
Ungathini ngembali yakhe baba Clifford?
Imbali yakhe, hey, usebenzile kakhulu baba lo. Usebenzile kakhulu uOliver Mthukudzi. Silahlekile kakhulu.
Kukhona na ongathi he's left for abantu abasakhulayo elizweni baba?
Kukhona mama.
Ngathini usejeleni abantu abasakhula?
Angithi ube yenza ukuhlanganisa abantu amagigi yakhe. Angithi wabona ukuthi kathethi ube khona ukubuya lapha azothaya labatswana lapha. So khonokhana kuyathengisa ukuthi ulobudlelwana kunjalo nje uMthukudzi all over the country lakhonapha ma ungabe ulalele amaradio ayo eBotswana bakhuluma ngayo ukuthi legend.
Usakhona baba Clifford?
Ngikhona baba.
Right. Uphosele phele amazwi akho okugcina, uphosele kumuleka baba uThuku.
hayi ngithi bangalahlindele kona kuselwa baqhubeke uNkulunkulu khona uNkulunkulu khona siye phambili angithi kule klabhu le akade seyivulile lapha eZimbabwe laphana
ngempela
so iye phambili iproblem yigovernment yakithi mani igovernment yakithi hayi ile problem corruption too much uyabona iproblem ekhona laphana
hayi siyakuzwa baba Clifford
abahlabeleli bakhone ukuthi bakhone ukuthi abahlabeleli labo kanye ukuthi kumele i-government ibancedise ukuthi baproduce ingoma zabo ukuthi kathethi ma wena ungabe yiphela anti uyabona ukuthi ngesikhathi sabomdala u-Oliver Mfukuthi bebekhona ukubotshwa ma ukuxa ingoma phela u-Oliver Mfukuthi ubengashareli ingoma ngokucabangela umuntu ukuthi usuku njani kumbe ipolitiki njani wabona ubehlabela ingoma zakhe ngobunono ngokuthi uzabehlabela ingoma lawe kuyizwa ungamtshela nje ethi mina ngilindebele ethi joka tande bakhumana ngasunga kwethu
joka hayi siyakuzwa baba Clifford danki danki nokungena kuhlelo akithi baba
iyabonga baba Mike ubumfonela njalo nkosi yami
no problem baba Clifford sizakufonela ngithi baba All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard from Clifford Mhlanga. Anzi ayi wadzoka uyamwe ndiyo nziyo yano farira vanyatsotaura kuti aiwa anzi nyika yeZimbabwe aiwa takarasikirwa negama zvechokwadi tudzewo maondo renyu kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa musakanganwe +12026192077 ndiyo namba yekufona munokwanisa zvekare kundinyorera maondo renyu pawhatsapp pa +12026520318 now earlier on umnumzana uDonald Mamboma and other callers came in and they were saying ukuthi ilegacy kaBaba Mthukudzi, the one thing they can say is ukuthi legends never die, kuthiwa ispirit sabo moves on. And Donald Mamboma came in and he also talked about his daughter Usama Mthukudzi. Now, whilst on the same issue of Usama Mthukudzi, 4 days ago Usama released a song, a dedication to her father. Let's take a look at that dedication and then we'll hear more ukuthi lewubona njani udabula khona ekutwini.
Ayiwa baba manitsindira.
Hanzi na Sama Mthukudzi aiwa baba manditsimbira. That song is 7 minutes long. Unfortunately, we can't play the whole song. Kodwa, if you're looking to check it out, you must go to her YouTube page, Selma Mthukudzi. Muchamzwa chinyatso imbanzi. Aiwa baba manditsimbira. Father, 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 why did you leave me? You've left me hurt. Asizweni ukuthi uFarai uthini yena ngodaba lekhona ekutwini. Let's go back to my guest, uFarai Mufuti. Farai, usakhona ecingweni?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, Farai, uBaba Mthukudzi did something very special that very few artists can do. He sang language-specific songs. However, he was embraced across all cultures, all races worldwide. How is it that an artist can do something like that?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I think it speaks to the level of depth Oliver Mthukudzi had, which is comparative to you know, people like Tenise Keita, if not larger, who sense of self-worth and understanding of the cultural norms that formed them and made them were able to draw in people of different cultures. I think it's the fact that he was centered around his own sense of identity. He understood the cultural norms and the cultural value systems that made us as Zimbabwe, and understood how to leverage them to the external. I don't think it's something he went to sort out. I think it's just an amazing talent, and he had an amazing, unique voice, amazing uniqueness about his sounding, his sound production was only identifiable to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the outstanding originality that came not only with his music production, that came also with the uniqueness of his voice, but equally buttressed by the heavy message, the message that was associated with the sense of depth, rich culture, social value systems that were moralistic and educational, at the same time profoundly beautiful. You know, opened up that market for him. So I don't think there's a method and a program that one can instill or a plan one can follow. I think he was all round unique in that sense, and you'll find it with all the other legends that have contributed to African music as he did. That they were very sophisticated in their talent, but equally relatable, even though they sang in a vernacular language.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you one more time. Ngithathe umunye umlaleli, let me read some comments, and then I'll come back to you. Angitifara.
No problem.
All right, Muriye Zimbabwe. So, the Gatuan Ukwan, Arguti Chipa, WhatsApp Zakari, the Big Mike, Ugulomuntu Opalayo Uti, the Big Mike JTK under your voice. I want to know who Gamcharam Chirongwa. Thank you so much for tuning in. Panomwarumunyoran Zituku was a star. Ziyando Farida, Neria, Tamboiriza, Neria. That was a song. Gulonyoni, Lai Uti, hi. Uti, hello. That's Fortune Yoni in Wange. How are you? Tuku was the best teacher. Lo Munyoni, who is in Wange. Ngezonjalo, Gulomunyo, Opala Uti, Aiwa, Samanyanga, Raive Gamba, Guru. I want to know Tenda Zukuru, and Raimberim. We'll be reading it live on air. And those that are looking to join, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages. So you can write your name and number in the comment section, and we'll be calling you live on air. How, Baba Fortune? I just read the comment. Yaku kunjani wangi?
I am the Raja, which is out there at the city.
Nantu Tabulukono could do any fortune. 1 year later, Utukusa and Bill Utini Nale Mbalia.
Yeah, I can tell you what I know, what we are in for any of the sale, especially even Avaland. Ikakhuluma impiza ingoma yakhe engakhula ngizwa ngingakazi kwathi ifoni ngaze ngakhula ngaze ngaba wathi ifoni legaoripo.
Which song is that, Baba?
Ndiwewe gaoripo.
Oh, ndiwewe gaoripo. Okay. Isho ukuthini kuwe le ngoma?
Baba?
Bengithi, what does that song mean to you, Baba Nyoni?
Ingoma liyana ikhona banyeza ukuthi sixabene bajabula, kodwa end of the day.
Is there anything specific that you think ukuthi washiyela abantu abasakhulayo? All right, Muriye Zimbabwe, that was Nyoni. Arumunyatso Taurao, Maundra Ake, Anzai, Wabatu, Kutarasi, Kirwa, Muriye Zimbabwe, Tose, Ndebele, Shona, Kalanga, everybody, Anzitarasi, Kirwa, Negamba, Guru, Sesla, Tegelo, Likawe, Langembela. Asizo, Nyezo, Kutukulo, Munyum, Lalele, Ungena, Ugochelo, Nrugunzo, Ondina, Umo, Shekare, Mtereri, Arupinda, Mchirongwa, Asizo, Nuguze, Umulalele, Utini, Ngotabulo, Kone, Kutwini, Kola, Kola, Mtereri, Ndino, Mkamchira, Mchirongwa, Mbano, Kone, Tungwen.
Magadi.
Ai watirinani ndiani aripo parunhare apo?
Ndimbuya.
Eh mkoma ndakuti mkoma mbuya ora ini mbuya zviri kufamba. Aiwa tiri nani mapinda kamuchirongwa gore rapfuura mushaka vhutuku vaenda munoti nazvo izvozvo
aiwa mushaka vhutuku vakatisira vakatuku vakawanda kuenda kwavatuku hatina kurasikirwa saka tiwana vanatuku vakawanda kana vaindi vachitika vakatitenda kuti vakatisirwa navatuku there must be something big that they should do. Yes.
So what is
it? My Indira, like my pattern, the political parties, and I will battery. I want to see that I was out of PF and went to see La Sienda. Probably move right on a pattern is the Anga Sinatra. You know, they get up a taxi. And I want to go at that. I would be so much so I can't do an English at the aside. I am by the middle of the
country.
And I never did it. It's not my head today. I'm going to. Kupisha kwa chupu pakati kwa na chupu wakawanda pakati jikarela wa hindi patino fadra dana na huku kwa hindi ya wa chupu hindi nilembele kuna selma manawa wa chupu ziba mwenyeze halo
nduku nzo endra mbele baba
nduku nzo selma manawa wa chupu kata hari kwa kaiti kamanje pane zvavari pagaka varava riri mushamavo iye aifanira kuzvii minipisa semwana and I think nekuda kwokuti vanhu vario vanozikanwa zvavo zvakaenda pachekerere asi iye semwana aide azvininipisa kune iyeye akasiyiwa navatu kana toenda pamarit chaivo chaivo vakati kuna iyewo kana iyewo seuma chaiye kana mudzimai wese ari muzimbabwe shuwa hakuna asingafari kuona murume wake achimusiyira zvinhu hazvinei kuti anenge afa saka kureva kuti zvaakutanga kuzingazvinde kusara kuti angangasoro nehama kune songu yambotaura namukoma vaya inonzi ngwarirai ndinoidawo zvikuru songu yandinoti naive seuma ngaazama kuiridza songu yababa vake aone zvainotaura bcause inotaura o inobatanidza inomusura senherera kuti azive neaamutungamiriri pakare paya kana iye asipo haibudirire saka aripo pakuzvininipisa and I think kwandaana kana ndichiteera ndichiva tindaiteerawo tuku
aiwakakaita
mukombo kuti vake semu zvakaita sekuti seuma akafara kuti mwanakomana watuku ashaya saka iye ndiye avepo
aiwa mukoma
tuku haana kufara nazvo
izvozvo
saka iye ngaazvione ndiyasara anofanira kusateerera amai vakavo
aiwa tanzwa kubva kune muteereri anga achitaurawo maondoro ake pamusoro penhoroondo yamushakabvu baba tukudzi. Now muri ezimbabwe pasara 2 minutes, regai tikurumidze tiroyewo one last song ekababu mutukudzi. Hanzi kusatenda uroi topeta chirongwa. Let's take a look at the last song that we have queued up for you all. Ingoma yekababu mutukudzi, kusatenda uroi. Let's go. Thank you. ega baba Oliver Mtukudzi hanze aiwa kusatenda huroi muri Zimbabwe tashuka kumakume chirongwa chedu cha nasi. I would have loved to give u guest wami u mnumzana Farai Mavuti his last opportunity to wrap up gotwa iskachi sese sliwengu mangoi nirotenda munuwese apina mchirongwa. Today on The Connection we're celebrating the life of the late Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi. Ano kone kaine mfaro, ndini wenyu Mike Hove, muri Zimbabwe, tosanga napa Instagram, nepa Twitter, at BigMike3, BigMyke3, that's my username. Urkure ya ipere panapa, ndachirendere peri pa social media. Ano kone kaine mfaro, imi u Mike Hove, bye-bye!